been nearly a month now since the Ballymena man, Paul Houston, had his gastric sleeve operation in Lithuania. You might remember we spoke to the 47-year-old father of three just as he was about to go into theatre to have 90% of his stomach removed.
My dream is to get, well, obviously it's to lose weight. You know, I want to be able to get back on the bicycle again. I want to be able to go out maybe running again. You know, there's things that I want to do in my career, but my weight's stopping me doing it at the moment. I look at myself in photographs when I was in around 20 years of age, and at that time I was probably in around 14 and a half, 15 stone. And I thought, oh, I look the man, don't I? You know, and I had a nice tan and I had hair then. You know, I think to myself, it would be nice to be back there.
Well, Paul weighed in at 21 stone 2 pounds that day. He's back with us now. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. So what are we then? We're a month, nearly a month after the op.
Nearly a month, Stephen, and the weight this morning is 113.8 kilograms.
How much is that in stones?
The old weight is 17 stone 12 pounds.
What?
Yeah. I can't figure out where it's going to, Stephen.
You've lost 3 stone in a month.
Over 3 stone. I reckon about 3.5, Stephen, I've lost in a month.
In 1 month?
So when are you going, Stephen? I mean, are you going to be able to beat that, do you think?
Listen, I know what I should be saying here. I should be saying congratulations, that's fantastic. I am raging. I'm raging jealous.
Yeah, but...
Congratulations, that's fantastic, by the way. You have lost 3 stone in 1 month.
Yeah, over that, yeah. It's really scary how it's dropping off. I mean, I'm really noticing it around my face. My legs seem to have the weight dropped off. I mean, obviously my belly has shrunk, but, you know, it's still got to go from my chest and sort of under my arms, that sort of area. It's still a wee bit fatty, but a long way to go yet, Stephen, a long way to go yet.
Do you feel better?
Feel a lot better. Yeah, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better physically, Stephen. The mental side of things at the moment is I'm still craving a Chinese. I'm still craving a chip butty or a sausage roll, you know. My head's going, I want to eat that. But my body, I've just completely lost all hunger. So I'm actually having to force myself now to eat. I'm having to force myself to drink water to keep myself hydrated. I mean, that's the tough part, to be honest with you.
So what are you eating?
Well, I've been trying all sorts, but I've been mainly having to stick with foods that are soft and mushy. And then the other time I would get a bit carried away and think to myself, well, I'll try eating that. And it had a few side effects, shall we say, on the radio at this time of the morning.
Diarrhea or what?
No, you bring it back up. It comes back up. So if you try to eat something that's either too solid or clumps up, then it goes down, it stops, and then you start to salivate. You know, whenever you feel like you're going to be sick, and then up she comes. So... yeah, that's the unpleasant side of things. But, you just have to... It's a new learning experience as far as eating is concerned.
This is incredible. I hope my crack team has got photographs of you now.
Yeah.
Have they?
It's a bit different. Yeah, they do. They should have, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we'll get those up online for you.
There's a slight delay in getting them out on Twitter. They're up on Facebook now. We'll put them out on Twitter when we get round to doing it. At Stephen Nolan on Twitter. That's incredible. And we will all be wanting to see, clearly we will all be wanting to see the body shape change. I am stunned by this. I genuinely am.
Yeah. I mean, I've set myself a target, Stephen. I had sort of a couple of targets in mind. Whenever I was away in Lithuania, I thought, right, 20 stone. I want to break the 20 stone barrier. And I had that broken before I left Lithuania. And then my next target has been 100 kilograms, because I haven't been 100 kilograms in probably 11 years. So at this rate, there's days that I'm almost dropping a kilogram a day in weight. So at this rate, I'll be 100 kilograms before Christmas.
Do you know what I'm going to do? You have enraged me so much. I'm going to race you, but I'm not going to get the gastric sleeve. So I am going to race you from right now. I'm going to race you right up to Christmas.
Right.
Now I'm a month behind, so we've got to allow for that. But that's it. I know he's had an operation. Vinny's spoofed in my ear rather than getting this Twitter thing up that he should have done yesterday.
Well, Steve, what's the starting point, Stephen?
The starting point's right now. That's
no,
it.
No, but I mean, weight-wise, what's your starting point?
I am what you were. I'm 21. I'd need to weigh myself, but I think I'm about 21 stone 2 pounds.
Has anybody got wagers on that one yet?
Well, do you want to bet?
Well, I'm not a betting man, Stephen, but...
I'm telling you now, that's it.
When are we getting you on the scales? When are we getting you on the scales, do we see?
Well, we'll do this on the TV show tomorrow night. That's right. What we'll do. So Nolan Live is on tomorrow night, 10:40, BBC One. So I'll bring the scales into the studio tomorrow night, and we'll start this tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
I keep on saying I'm stunned. I think it's just remarkable. You know, you would nearly think that's impossible, three stone in 1 month.
And I'm not exercising, Stephen.
Well, it shows you how much you were eating in the past, doesn't it?
Well, that's a given, I think. Yeah, you know, even though you think that you're not overeating, you know, the body obviously doesn't need that much food. You know, in my lifestyle, I didn't need that much energy. So, you know, something had been wrong, Stephen, to start with. Yeah.
Are you tired?
I'm not. No, but if I do, I'm sort of noticing that at times. If I do, you know, I go out for a walk or I'm doing some exercise, then I can lose energy. And I need to be careful that I don't take anything too sugary, because if I do that, then all of a sudden you get a rush and you get an experience happens to your body called dumping. Now, that's not as bad sounding as what it is, but
Yeah. Basically
you start getting the shakes and, you know, you're feeling
so
sweaty
glad you
and
said
so on.
Shakes there. and what is dumping, sorry?
Dumping is where basically you increase your blood sugar, you increase your body sugar too quickly.
Right.
And then your body basically dumps it. So you end up with having handshakes and, you know, you're feeling sweaty and, you know, you're sort of at a point basically where you crash, you know, your body's sort of crashing. Now, I've had that happen to me once, really, since I came back from the operation. You know, it's a strange experience.
Well, look, continued success. My goodness. If you want to see Paul, we're trying to get this picture up on our Twitter feed now, and you've sent us a video which is on our Facebook site. We'll try to get this up on Twitter as soon as possible, at Stephen Nolan. Paul, continued success, sir. Well done. That's incredible.
Thank you very much, Stephen. I look forward to this little competition, should we call it.
Thank you, Paul. See you on the TV. See you on the TV soon. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
Here's
bye.
Jim in West Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Mr. Nolan, how are you doing? I just was on earlier on, but I just listened to you there, and I think it's fantastic. And I think what would be an amazing motivator for you is to do it for charity. On your show tomorrow night, do the big weigh-in, and there's children in need coming up, Pudsey Bar. You would raise a clean fortune, and even a more charity at Christmas by losing weight, because you're the kind of man you need motivated. If you're left your own devices, you'll eat the hotel bar over in Five Live, all them raspberry ruffles.
Yes, but what if I don't lose the weight?
No, what do you mean, what are you doing? That's psychological. What do you mean, if I don't? You're actually defeating the purpose before you've even started. So what's the point in going on the diet if you said, what if I don't? Of course you will. Positive mental attitude.
But you know how many times I've tried and failed.
No, but you're an adult. Do you know what I mean? There's women going to the gym who have better motivation than you. You need to get on the show tomorrow night. You need motivation. Do it for charity. Pudsey Bar is coming up. If you lost 2 stone before Christmas, wouldn't it be fantastic? You've got plenty of money. Get a personal trainer. Get a bit of a good diet. Or Big Audrey will make us some healthy food. You know what I mean? You don't realise you could raise an absolute clean fortune and you'd feel great about yourself. And then after Christmas, put it all on again, as you would. You have a defeatist attitude.
Jim, thank you. I'll have a wee think about it, sir. I really will. I really will. It's really got me thinking today.